mademoiselle?" he asked, standing with his back to the coal fire. "I am." He glanced at me, his fleshy temples red and pulsing. This was not a good start. 2 years before, we'd been thrown into the clink in Dieppe when the local magistrate decided we were asking too many questions about his brother-in-law. 7 days of bread and cold broth had crushed all the admiration he had for the country right out of him, and to make it worse, our client had refused to pay us. The governor had held a prejudice against the French ever since. "Mr. Arrowwood and me both have a great admiration for your race, miss," I said, before he had a chance to put her off. He scowled at me, then asked, "Where did you hear of me?"
"A friend gave me your name. You are an investigative agent, yes?"
"The best in London," I said, hoping a little praise would soothe him.
"Oh," she replied, "I thought Sherlock Holmes."
I could see the governor tense again. "They say he is a genius," she continued. "The best in all the world." "Perhaps you should consult him then, mademoiselle," snapped the governor.
"I cannot afford him."
"So I am second best."
"I mean no offence, sir," she replied,
now noticing the edge to his voice. "Let me tell you something, Miss...
Costure, Miss Caroline Costure."
"Appearances can be deceptive, Miss Costure.